This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Emily Quirk. The New Hampshire legislature is wrapping up its business for the 2020 session today as the House works through a long list of bills. It marks the end of perhaps the most unusual session in history, with the State House essentially closed since March and lawmakers conducting much of their work remotely. I caught up earlier this afternoon with NHPR's senior political reporter Josh Rogers, who was at the House session. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Emily.
Josh, you're at UNH's Whittemore Center right now, where the New Hampshire House met to maintain social distancing among its members. Tell me what's been on the agenda today.
Well, it's been a very big agenda. Pieces of, you know, more than 100 bills are getting voted on. There's a bill that would establish a dental benefit under the state's Medicaid program. There's a sweeping package of criminal justice reforms that touches on our bail system, on victims' rights. There's election laws that have been voted through, including COVID-19 absentee voting changes, independent redistricting's on the docket. We've also got a red flag gun law, minimum wage. It's certainly a lot. And, you know, that's because today is the last session. It is June 30th. It's the last chance for lawmakers to act. And if they want Governor Sununu to potentially sign these into law, they need to be on his desk soon.
So, obviously, a lot is going on. Given that, are we hearing much debate of any substance?
Well, in some bills, there's substantive debate, but it's pretty clear that plenty of lawmakers aren't entirely sure what they're voting on, which is pretty understandable if you consider that COVID really interrupted their work at a very busy time of year, the time of year when bills are really sifted and culled and language is finalized. You know, since then, we've had remote committee hearings. We've also had a partisan breakdown over rules. Republicans in the House really wanted Democrats to assure them that they would support the permanence of business tax cuts. And when that assurance didn't come, Republicans really refused to join Democrats in amending House rules. And so that limited how Democrats could take up existing bills. And their response was essentially to package multiple proposals together into omnibus measures, sweeping bills. And the Senate acted on those. You know, that certainly led to some confusion. Why don't we listen to Rick Ladd? He's a top Republican on the House's Education Committee.
And Josh, is that concern widely shared?
Well, you know, the reality is that Democrats want these policies to pass. I mean, they would tell you they understand that this process probably isn't ideal, but, you know, it is what it is, and they need to act in whatever form comports with the rules that they're operating under, and they do hold the majority, and this is a way they can get policies through. Some of these do have a real sense of urgency. Certainly some are tied to the coronavirus, the election stuff I mentioned. There's some things regarding nursing homes. Some are related to policing and criminal justice, and those have certainly taken on fresh urgency after the death of George Floyd and the rise of Black Lives Matter protests in New Hampshire. Why don't we take a listen to Rennie Cushing? He's the committee chair of the Criminal Justice Committee, a Democrat from Hampton.
At this particular moment in time when we're conscious of what the powers and duties and what the responsibilities of law enforcement is, that it's an important message that New Hampshire makes that we prohibit the use of chokeholds.
That was Representative Rennie Cushing speaking on a bill related to outlawing chokeholds by New Hampshire police. That's among the bills now headed to Governor Sununu's desk. Where is the governor in all of this, Josh?
Certainly, Governor Sununu's in favor of banning those. He's been pretty clear about that. You know, certainly also a bill that would criminalize any sexual contact between a student and teacher. That was a measure inspired by the case of former Concord High School teacher Howie Long. But, you know, there are definitely others that the governor is not expected to favor. Independent redistricting is one. The governor vetoed that last year. There's a red flag gun law, which would allow a family or household member to petition a court to take away the guns of a person who was perceived to be a threat to themselves or others. That's one that, you know, plenty in both people say that both parties say they're expecting a veto there. There's, you know, built increase in minimum wage. That's an all but certain veto. The governor vetoed that last year. There are others. It really hasn't been operations as usual. there's been less of a back and forth between the governor and lawmakers on certain policies. So I think it's a little murky as to where he may be on some of these things. But this is an election year, and you know, there is a certain element of making sure you're, you know, if you're the Democrats, you want to get policies onto Sununu's desk that might make him uncomfortable. You know, they've packaged a lot of these bills in a way that makes vetoes a bit more complicated than they might be under normal circumstances. And so we're going to have to wait and see.
More to come. Well, that was NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. Josh, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Emily.